Hey, y'all, it's your girl Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. We're back with another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl podcast. Now, before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts that are out there in podcast land, you have lent me your ears for the last 500 episodes since 2016, and I really appreciate that. Yes, boo friends, we are on episode number 500, officially 500 of them things. And I'm so grateful for being able to connect with you all over the globe and being able to continue my divinely ordered mission. I'm low-key at a loss for words. I'm like, wow, 500 episodes, that's a lot of catalog, boo-boo. I'm really grateful to have the ability to even do so. It's been a blessing. I will say that I will get into my sentimental moments later on. I have a feeling I'm going to probably keep sitting in this moment and talking about it. But today is Sunday. And for those that don't know, in the United States, because I know we have some listeners from overseas, but in the United States, we have something called Daylight Savings Time. And the funny thing about it is that every state in the United States does not follow daylight savings time. Some folks opted out, which I think is hilarious. Just because it's just like, no, we're not going to do that. But for those that do opt into daylight savings time, the easiest way for me to explain it is that for half a year, we have longer days and we acknowledge time within that aspect. And then 6 months later, we fall back and we have longer nights. So we basically will give ourselves an hour to have longer nights, and then we will spring forward during this time of year to give ourselves longer days. So and with that being said, and that's with respect to daylight, okay? So in this case, since we spring forward, the sun's going to be out a little longer, which means there's longer days. So I just want to clarify that a little further. So for those who are sitting around catching up on the episodes of the podcast, which I really appreciate, I would like to ask you, what is one thing you're going to do to spring forward your life? One thing. It doesn't have to be a super drastic thing either. What is just one thing you're going to do? Because today is always special. Anytime daylight savings time ends up switching back to longer days, it's just a reminder for me. It's like little alerts, like, up, okay, daylight savings time is here. That means that the equinox is on the way. And it is. If I remember correctly, the spring equinox is on the 19th of March. And then after that, the second alert is, Aries season is on the way. And for some of you who are like me in the sense of this being your energetic new year, that means the new year is on the way. And for the smaller handful of you all that are like me, that's also your birthday season. So it's the start of your energetic new year anyway, because your solar return is on the way. So for those of you who follow that energetic new year cycle, I'm asking you all, in addition to what are you going to do to spring forward your life, if you don't have the answer right now, maybe an alternate question can be, how are you going to prepare for your energetic new year? Are you going to commemorate it? Is there something you've been meaning to start? Is there something you've been meaning to do? And for those who don't follow it at all, what we do know is that it is absolutely a start of a new season. The horizon, the new season is on the horizon, I should say. And whether you celebrate January to December, no judgment at all, but we're going into a new season, which is spring. And my question to you is going to be, what are you going to do again to spring forward in your life and prepare for a new season until summer starts? Now, for some of y'all, that might be spring cleaning, and we can talk about that on a different episode because I have some thoughts on spring cleaning. For some of you, it could be maybe baking a little longer. I mean, sometimes just because a day is on the way doesn't mean that we're quite in the energy space to make a change. And that's okay as well. That's the homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win. What do you need to work out? So if you're not ready to take action yet, no judgment, because that happens. You shouldn't feel pressure to do something simply because a new season is coming up. If it doesn't feel right, you know, I would hate for you to make a move in some unstable, uncertain energy, and then you kill the energy of whatever you was doing because you really wasn't ready. Sometimes we tend to rush that. So I'm saying don't rush, but what do you need to work out in order to make your next move your best move? So those are some of the things I want to talk about today on daylight savings time. I personally love longer days, so I will be taking all the advantage of daylight savings time. I don't like the sun setting at 5:30. I just don't. Okay. I'm not with that. Give me all the sunshine, but I'm also, I love the sun. So maybe that's what it is. I love the warmth. I love I love hanging out. I love, you know what I mean? Like, to me, I just feel like there's more to do when the sun is out actively before, you know, the moon is out and then we're kind of, you know, resting. That's just me, though. But with that being said, y'all, don't forget to sign up for my email list. Click the link in my show notes. Make sure you get your Pisces season self-care checklist. You have about 10 days to take advantage in the Piscean way and do some things to take care of yourself, okay? And then you can also, if you want to make it a more, like a super challenge, stay consistent. Do one thing every day until the end of Pisces season. Or if you want to make that your self-care checklist, you could do that. So don't forget to click the link in my show notes. Again, second link. And make sure you double confirm your subscription so that you can get that checklist, okay? So I will see y'all tomorrow. This has been the 500th episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do it with love, okay? Springing forward. That's so funny. Springing forward included, okay? Love y'all. Peace.